And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to jump back and remind you guys. So I've been talking to you for the past month about one of our newest sponsors, Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors, they are so cool. So here's the bottom line. I know my audience. You guys are out there. A lot of y'all are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement. You're also the kind of people who actually stand up for what you believe in. Well, what if you found out, though, that some of the most popular companies for people to invest in are just not aligned with biblical values at all? Like, you may find out your investment dollars are unintentionally supporting things like, you know, abortion, pornography, human trafficking. So here's the bottom line. Maybe you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors and find out about what they call biblically responsible investing. That's BRI, biblically responsible investing. I mean, the bottom line is this. They are experts at what they do. Inspire Advisors is there for you, and they've got the free opportunity to do a consultation, no questions asked. They'll just help you see what's in your portfolio, give you some indications of maybe some of those companies that you may not have wanted to be invested in and what the biblically aligned alternatives could be. So if you want to know more, if you want to have this free opportunity, no strings attached, about BRI, about Inspire Advisors, meet with Paul Breyer. There's no cost or obligation. Like I said, you can go find them at their website, which is www.moneypatternwealth.com, or you can go to our website, rightsidemedia.org, and just click on our sponsors link and go straight to their logo and just click on that. It takes you right to their website. Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer. You check them out. It's conservative. It's godly. It's balanced. It's financial freedom, y'all, with Inspire Advisors. Do check them out, please. All right, I'm going to tell you, I mean, listen, if you think for a second that this is over, whoo, there's a lot going on. Moving parts are happening as we speak. So coming up here in about 20 minutes, Senator Joe Manchin is scheduled to be on with Bret Baier on Fox. But I just looked up and saw that he was on CNN. And he was on CNN and he was calling for an open Democrat convention, basically saying, Kamala Harris is not necessarily it. We need to have an open run at this. So an open convention is like saying we need to have our game on and have a new primary. Like in the next very short while, a new primary. Well, that's a lot. And I don't blame you for asking. I think that Joe Manchin left his party because they had gotten so extreme that he's desirous of seeing his longtime party, the Democrats, brought back more to the center. But we'll see what happens. And then there's this. Pressure is mounting for the 25th Amendment. New story on Fox just came out. GOP senator demands the cabinet invoke the 25th Amendment against Biden after suspending his reelection campaign. Says Senator Eric Schmidt, and I've forgotten what state he's from, is urging all members of the cabinet, including Vice President Kamala Harris, to invoke the 25th Amendment. He sent letters to every member of Biden's cabinet on Monday afternoon, just a day after the president suspended his campaign. Listen, these calls aren't going to lighten up, all right? This is going to keep going. But what are people saying about it? Well, right here in Alabama, just so you know, Congressman Gary Palmer is already scheduled to be on the show tomorrow. Congressman Gary Palmer came out today saying the Democrat Party has now succeeded in pushing Joe Biden out of the presidential race. It was evident well before the debate with Donald Trump that Biden's mental acuity was severely diminished, but the Biden White House and the Democrats covered it up. The question now is whether or not he has the ability to continue to serve as president. That's a heavy statement. You've also got Governor Kay Ivey. She came out and said, Democrat voters, including here in Alabama, selected Joe Biden as their nominee, but when it became clear he could not win, he was bullied out by his own party. Bullied out. Yeah, bullied out. Regardless of their nominee, we need Donald Trump back in the White House. November 5th can't come soon enough, she said. And then our lone Democrat in our U.S. delegation, Representative Terry Sewell from Birmingham, she just basically praised Joe Biden, thanking him for his time and says, I plan to do everything in my power from now on to November to make Kamala Harris the next president. Just so you know, she got the full, the full-throated endorsement of Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham today, too. He's all in for Kamala. Kamala. Had his picture made with Kamala. I tried to get one of our Democrat DNC delegates on the air today. He declined. He's a good dude. I've had him on the show before. I didn't beat him up. But State Representative Philip Insler, he posted this on Twitter last night. He says, "My heart is heavy at the announcement of President Biden stepping down from the race. As a delegate from Alabama at the Democrat National Convention, I look forward to enthusiastically supporting the new Democratic ticket. I fully endorse Vice President Harris for the top of the ticket." So I wanted to get him on to try and talk about it. And he sent me a very, cordial thanks anyway. Keep me in mind for a later show. Okay. Probably a lot going on right now. Hard time. But then there's the race down in Congressional District 2 in Alabama. Yeah, this is a close race. This is a swing district in the nation right now. The brand spanking new lines that were drawn for our new Congressional District 2 has two non-incumbents running. One Republican, Caroline Dobson, who you've heard from many times on the show, but also Shamari Figures, who is a longtime Democrat operative, worked in the Obama administration, was part of the Biden transition team. Figures finally broke his silence. He's been saying nada since the debate, like keeping a low profile. Please don't mention that I used to work for Obama. Please don't mention I also used to work for Biden. But now he's all in for Kamala Harris. In a separate post, it says Figures backed Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid. Said, "I first met Kamala Harris in 2012, blah, 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 blah. I fully support Vice President Harris for the Democrat National Convention or nomination and look forward to voting for the first black woman president." Because it is all about, identity politics. The amount of response, and now listen, I've got some great stuff here from others around the nation that I'll get to momentarily. But I got to tell you, right now, what we're looking at is, how's Europe feel about this? Europe's got to be a little concerned. Politico has an article. Phil, did you go to Politico? I did. Politico. Dateline yesterday. The Biden fan club, for instance, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says, "My friend POTUS Joe Biden has achieved a lot for his country, for Europe, and for the world. Thanks to him, transatlantic cooperation is close, NATO is strong, and the USA is a good, reliable partner for us. His decision not to run again deserves respect." You got similar stuff from Poland, their prime minister, who says, "You've taken so many difficult decisions, thanks to which Poland, America, and the world are safer." Okay. United Kingdom's prime minister, Keir Starmer, who's new, by the way, said, "I know that as he has done throughout his remarkable career, he will have made his decision based on what he believes is best for the American people." Sure, that's what it was. What was best for the American people was bowing out at the last minute because he hung on to it as long as he possibly could. Czech prime minister was in favor of bragging on Biden. And a member of the EU Socialists and Democrats group said, "A great president, definitely." That's what you want, is the EU Socialists calling you out as being a great one. And then, of course, Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukrainian president, said, "Unwavering support for Ukraine's fight for the freedom. Tough but strong. We will always be thankful for President Biden's leadership. He supported us during the most dramatic moment in history, assisted us in preventing Putin from occupying our country, has continued support throughout the war." All right, so listen, there are those in Europe that are very upset because the checkbook was wide open when Biden was in office. What are they going to do now? Who's gonna pay for all the stuff? Oh my gosh, do we have to pay for it ourselves? And granted, some of them are pretty liberal, and they like having a liberal in America. But then there's Nigel Farage. I love Nigel Farage. He wrote just flat out from Britain. He said, "I predicted this would happen back in September of 2023. Whoever they pick, Trump's gonna win in November." A member of the far-right Alternative Party in Germany tweeted, "This will not stop Trump." Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson, Maria Zakharova, she wrote that, she wrote that next step after Biden's written statement dropping on the electoral race should be an investigation into collusion between the American media and certain political circles to cover up the truth about his mental conditions. Okay. And then just along for the ride, Politico says, is Latvian president who just said politics has never been so interesting. Staying right smack in the middle. Listen, y'all, the world is talking about this. This is, I don't know that we can possibly grasp how weighty this moment particularly is. This is big doings. The president of the United States, it's not like he's just running. He's actually the president of the United States. Every one of us, our national security depends upon what's in the White House right now. Not just the one person, but the team. But even still, the one person is by constitution the only one who's allowed certain authorities and decision-making processes. And right now, we're not sure he can make decisions. Right now, he has faced calls from his own party to finally step down, where we've been seeing for the longest time that it did not appear that he had all of his faculties. He was often lost. His family put him out there anyway. He would lose his words. He would get angry at awkward moments. He would forget people's names. The other day, he actually forgot his Secretary of Defense's name and just called him the black guy. Good Lord. All that to say, he has now stepped down after being elected in the primary to be the nominee for the Democrat Party. And he stepped down by tweet, and we haven't seen him since. That is a moment when, if you're going to step down, you present yourself to the nation on camera and you say, here I am. I'm fine. I disagree with the rhetoric, but I've lost the confidence of my party, and I believe we have to stop Donald Trump, so I'm going to go ahead and step aside, and I urge you to vote for Kamala Harris. She's young and vigorous. She can do the job. That would have been the presidential thing to do. For some reason, he's not able to be presidential. Is it his pride? It has to be a hard moment. Is it his family trying to shield him? Don't go out there. Don't give him the satisfaction. Is it because he doesn't know what to say? Or is it because he doesn't have the ability to say anything? I think the Biden family needs to step aside, and someone needs to put that man in front of a camera or tell us why he can't. Because just having his doctor saying, well, he took his Paxlovid, he's recovering from COVID quite well. Doctor, did he respond to you when you spoke to him? Doctor, did you just give the medicine to his wife? Or did you conduct an actual, you know, doctor-patient interview? There's a lot of questions that are just the Biden. Listen, instability is created when everything's gray. You need the black and the white. When everything's gray, I said it earlier in the show, instability, that's the devil's playground. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll clean up some text messages and take us to the house. It's almost go-home time on a manic Monday. Woo! Hang in there, folks. Tuesday's coming. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Bunch of y'all texted in. I'm going to try and get a few of those. By the way, I'll tell you guys, listen, if you hear the advertisement playing during the breaks, just know this, Right Side, we are a business, standalone business unto ourselves. We are not owned by the stations that you hear us playing on. And part of the way we support operations is by advertising. And so if you have a Right Side Ruffian-owned company that has goods or services, and you're thinking, well, hang on a second, Phil's got like an audience of like over 30,000, biggest markets in the state, Birmingham and Huntsville. You might want to advertise to a bunch of Right Side ruffians who'd rather buy from you than somebody else. If you want to do that, here's how you do it. Go to our website, rightsidemedia.org, and click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message, and Lauren from Right Side will be in touch with you ASAP. I know she's got some great meetings even lined up for tomorrow. So we'd love to have you on the team. Advertise on Right Side. Don't call the station. You need to call us direct. Go to rightsidemedia.org and send us a message. Hey, breaking news just a minute ago during the break, Big Rig and I were watching on the screens here in the studio as the voice of Joe Biden called into his campaign headquarters as they are seeking right now to invigorate the staff and encourage them in the wake of, you know, what had to have been a depressing moment when you're fighting for a cause and find out that the cause is no longer there. So right now, Kamala Harris's husband, the first man, I guess, or second gentleman, I guess they call him, Doug Emhoff, is speaking to the campaign headquarters, rallying the troops. And then just before that, the campaign manager's on. And then while she was on speaking, Joe Biden's voice called in and was on the phone. And we listened to it. And Big Rig, he sounded vigorous, did he not? In fact, he sounded more vigorous than usual.
It sounded like he had a couple scoops of ice cream.
Does Red Bull make ice cream?
I don't know.
Yeah, that could be a thing. But he did. He sounded gamey. If it was, if it's him, it'd be a hard place to be for them to fake a call like that and get away with it. But the reality is anything's possible these days. But here's my thing. Biden is saying, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be campaigning with Kamala. I'm going to be out there on the campaign trail. I'm also going to continue to fight against Trump, and I'm also going to continue to be president for the next 6 months. So he says he's game on. And for a guy who can't run for office and who can't come out of his house to address people, he just sure made a very, bubbly phone call, did he not? I mean,
that was the most coherent I've ever heard him.
Yeah.
Just on that phone call.
It was.
That's why I'm kind of skeptical.
Coherent and energetic all at the same time. Yeah. Okay. I have questions. Paul from Huntsville says it was AI Biden. go figure. Pam from Locust Fork says, could the vigor come from AI? See, this is people doing, I'm telling you. Lou Ann from Huntsville says, lots of luck, but the ride's going to be full of turbulence if the plane even gets off the ground. Oh, Phil, making an analogy, you get a plane off the ground. You need time, speed, and runway. In the case of the Democrats, they are running out of time. They cannot attract the resources to get off the ground, like the donors. And as for the runway, Biden couldn't even deliver, and I'm pretty sure neither can Kamala. I would tend to agree, but Luann, we cannot take anything for granted. Not at all. Marie from Madison says, Phil, this situation with Biden reminds me of the 1989 movie Weekend at Bernie's with Andrew McCarthy. And in this case, it should be called Weekend at Biden's. Totally agree. Yes, indeed. John from Huntsville says, Big Rig and Phil are today's co-champions with an A+ for their equally fantastic performances. They also just want to say I'm looking forward to hearing some Speedy Gonzalez tomorrow. And I was wondering, since the Olympic Games begin on Friday, if you could have Hannah Stevens on one day this week to do some right sports. We may have to do it. We may have to do it, John. Good call. What else we got here for real quick before we go down to the break time? Kathy from Madison says maybe Biden didn't concede, but his staffer sent the press releases and the tweets anyway. Technically, that would be a coup. It's a coup, one way or the other. Crystal from Moulton said Biden's is calling in the campaign into the Harris campaign. Ha ha. It is kind of weird, isn't it? It's a weird dynamic that we're in. JT Lacey Springs says, what were those EU folks smoking? Yeah, I don't know, man. I tell you what they were smoking. They're smoking the stuff that Biden's been sending them. That's what they're smoking. He had the good stuff, right? Open checkbook. Just, we're in it for the long haul. How much you want? All right, y'all, it's an amazing day. Stay in the fight. We got a lot to do. We got 106 days-ish until we get to the polls. And I'm just telling you right now, we are not done till we're done. Take it all the way to the tape. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. See you tomorrow.